While the inability of the government to approve a new Supreme Court justice has received plenty of press, the state of Idaho is experiencing a similar issue. It's been waiting for approval of a new federal district court judge for a year, which has left the state with one rather than two full-time judges. Steve Jackson has more.
The state of Idaho is in what is termed a judicial emergency. Currently, there's only one full-time U.S. District Court judge, B. Lynn Windmill, operating in the Gem State. That's after federal judge Edward Lodge went on senior status some 18 months ago after 50 years of service. That means he's considerably reduced his workload. Dana Heberholz is with the Idaho chapter of the Federal Bar Association.
There are about 1,000 cases filed in the District of Idaho every year. And with Judge Lodge on senior status now, that means that Chief Judge Windmill is handling the majority of those cases. So as you can imagine, 1,000 cases in any given year to keep up with is quite a task.
Heberholz says as an attorney, he has seen that create delays in the system.
You know, motions, for example, that would normally be heard within a couple of months after their filing could languish a little bit longer, and it could take longer to get those things resolved, especially in civil cases, because criminal cases take priorities. But it has created quite a bit of a backlog, and that backlog is noticeable.
That doesn't mean efforts to replace Judge Lodge haven't been made. The Obama administration worked with Idaho Senators Crapo and Risch to name a replacement, Judge Dave Nye. Nye also made it through a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, but Senator Mitch McConnell refused to allow the full Senate to confirm Nye in an election year, even with support from both of Idaho's Republican senators. That nomination has been pending since April. There were only about 40 federal district court vacancies at the start of January 2009 when President Obama took office, a number that has more than doubled now to 81. Heberholz is hopeful the election of Donald Trump will allow the nomination of Nye to get a full Senate hearing. He says in the meantime, two magistrate judges as well as two other judges who were hoping to retire are hearing cases on a part-time basis. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.